chance to build a little momentum, give the defense a chance to stop Harbor Beach. They stalled even after the first down, that pass interference penalty. Still couldn't score. Was stalled in the red zone. Harbor Beach took it down the field, scored anyways. Harbor Beach's offense tonight has just been so dominant. They've made plays, running the ball, passing the ball, reverses. They've done it all tonight. Extra points, special teams. They got it all going right now, and USA just doesn't have an answer for this offense, and that's not to disregard any credit. Harbor Beach's defense has been outstanding as well.
And it's not like USA is playing very badly at all. I mean, they're playing very respectful. I mean, they're closing down the gaps on defense. They're pushing the ball through the line of scrimmage, but yet it just Harbor Beach has had an answer for everything they've thrown at them.
Yeah, Harbor Beach has made plays. They forced a turnover, and I think USA has one penalty, one false start penalty. Other than that, the 2 and 3 yard gains against Harbor Beach, they're going to slow that down eventually. And when it gets to the 3rd and 4s, Harbor Beach steps up and makes the play, and that's really been the difference. Is USA hasn't stepped up and knocked down a third down pass and forced a punt, where USA hasn't been able to get that first down, and Harbor Beach has stopped them. So let's see what Coach Beagle draws up for USA in the second half to try and get them back into this game.
Well, it's time for another quick break. You're going to tune to WLAW Sports, your home for high school football. We'll be back with individual stats of the first half right after this. Keep it locked on 102.1 FM. You're home for high school football.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now it's not only football season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking ability, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers cannot do it alone. They need help from parents. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
The road to Ford Field begins this Sunday. WLEW Sports is proud to present the MHSAA Selection Show live on 102.1 FM this Sunday at 5:40 p.m. Join me, Clark Ramsey, your host and play-by-play announcer for all season, Dave Hansen, color commentary, Eddie Fury, Thumb Tailgater sports producer, and the Huron Daily Tribune's Paul Adams for the most in-depth look at the postseason. Find out how our local teams will fare by listening this Sunday at 5:40 p.m. to the MHSAA Football Selection Show. Your home for the postseason is still WLEW Sports. Time. Howard Beach leading 35-0 over the visiting USA Patriots in week number 9 of high school football. Next week starts the playoffs. Like you heard, our selection show at 5:40 p.m. on 102.1 FM on Sunday. The MHSA selection show. Be sure to tune in 5:40 p.m. on Sunday. Let's go through individual stats now. Howard Beach has 311 yards on the night, 268 from rushing and 43 from passing, for a total of 29 yards and 29 plays, 311 yards. Travis Hussmaker, 2 carries for 6 yards. Derek Puff, 9 carries for 56 yards and 2 touchdowns. DJ Rittner, 3 carries for 5 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Gidler, 4 carries for 104 yards and a touchdown. Austin Seltz, 1 carry for 23 yards and a touchdown. And Eli Kraft, 6 carries for 74 yards, no touchdown. As far as passing goes, Eli Kraft is 3 for 4 for 43 yards. Colin Cook with 1 reception for 23 yards. Aaron Ginther, 1 reception for 11 yards. And Avery Wehner, 1 reception for 9 yards. So 268 yards passing, 43 yards, or 268 rushing, 43 passing for 311 total. As far as USA goes, they have 65 yards altogether, 49 yards rushing, 16 passing, off of 26 plays, so Harvey Beach has ran 3 more plays and accumulated nearly 240 more yards. McKay Jones, 3 carries for 13 yards. Tim Stoob, 3 carries for 6 yards. Seth Gangler, 3 carries for 4 yards. Brandon Harper leads everyone with 7 carries and 41 yards. Jake Beachy, 1 loss for 15 yards on the sack. That took him down all the way down to the 5-yard line. As far as passing goes, he is 2 for 9 and 1 interception for 16 yards. Dan Rick bringing in both of those for a total of 16 yards. An 18-yard reception and a loss of 2 on another one. What do you think, Dave, about those stats?
Well, I think that pretty much sells itself there, Clark. 65 yards versus 311, and basically the same amount of plays. So USA just not being able to get anything going. They've tried passing the ball. They've tried running it. Their lone bright spot is Brandon Harper averaging just over 5 yards a carry. Other than that, it's been all Harbor Beach, offensively and defensively.
Last we heard at halftime in Ubley, it was Ubley 13, Bannack 12. Bannack was actually leading Ubley 12-6 at some point in the second quarter after a fumble led to a touchdown for the Hatchets. And now a barn burner going into the third quarter in Ubley. Ubley needs a 6th victory tonight to secure, to guarantee their spot in the playoffs. Otherwise, they'll have to hopefully gain enough playoff points throughout the season at 5-4. Currently, they lead 13-12 over the Hatchets in Ubley. Here we have 35-0, Harbor Beach leading USA. As soon as the second half begins, we'll have a running clock situation until USA can lessen the differential by less than 35 points. So we'll have a little quicker action here in the second half. We're about 10 seconds away from starting the second half. Tonight's game was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Knights Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, McDonald Food and Family Center, Cotta Creator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe, Signature Bank, with offices throughout the Thumb area, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Moore Shoreline of Seguin, K&S Insurance Agency, USA Schools, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Committee to Elect Independent Candidate Ed Canfield for State Representative, and Elber Insurance Agency. Sailor phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. Harbor Beach got the ball to start the first half, and now they kick it off to start the second half, and USA offense will have their first chance to cut down this deficit in the second half. They trail by 35 currently to Harbor Beach.
One thing we'd like to note this past week, Troy Schalke was named by the